Welcome to the CWA Radio Network, brought to you 7 days a week by Christian Women Affiliate.
Today's show is Foundational Gifts, hosted by life coach and leadership strategist Nicole Kirksey. Nicole offers her spiritual gifts to encourage us all to live boldly and to fan the flame of God's gifts in us.
For the next 60 minutes, we invite you to join us live via the chat room. Click to talk with the host or call in via our toll-free call-in number, 347-850-8893. After the show, we invite you to join us at ChristianWomenAffiliate.com. Here's your host.
Well, hola, 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 and welcome back to the Foundational Gifts Blog Talk Radio Show here on the CWA Radio Network, where we give you a 15-minute biblical infusion to help you fully step into the calling of God on your life for ministry and for service. I'm your host, Coach Nicole Kirksey. Follow me on Twitter at Coach Nicole and visit my Facebook page at Foundational Gifts. So it is summer. Summer is fully underway. It is sweltering. It is muggy. The flies are out, and I don't care, because I'm out on my porch in the blazing sun, and I'm okay with that. So, as usual in the summer, you know, you may hear cars going by, birds chirping, kids playing, dogs barking in the background, but just imagine that you're outside with me, and we're just having a little talk about the topics that we're talking about today. Today is the first day of a health series that we're in, and I'm just moved to talk about health because that's really my background. I was trained as a health educator, and I worked in the field of anti-violence for many years, really approaching it from a public health perspective. And so this is the first of a series of shows where I want to talk to you about the seven domains of health. Now, if you have any health background, you'll know that the World Health Organization has more domains than seven for the areas of health, but I really like the framework that the University of Utah uses to talk about health. And so I have a link to their visual representation of the seven domains of health in the show description page, so feel free to check that out. And so each week we'll just talk about one of the domains. And usually you're thinking about health towards the beginning of the year, right? When you're thinking about New Year's resolutions and getting in shape and so forth. You certainly think about health when you're having a health crisis of some kind. Usually a physical health crisis, but also there are lots of believers, true believers who suffer from depression, who suffer from anxiety, as mental health issues. And so usually when you're having some kind of health crisis, you begin to think about health. But it's important for us to keep health at top of mind always and make sure that we are doing all that we can to get in not only physical shape, but mental shape, spiritual shape, and to stay in shape in the other domains of health too, which we'll talk about in just a little bit. So why is health important? Why is it important to stay in tip-top shape health-wise? Well, 3 John 2, the book of 3 John, the first and only chapter in verse 2, says in the King James Version 2000, it says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." So at the top of the list is our health, things to be concerned about before we do anything else. When I think about above all things, I think about top priority. So certainly God cares about our spiritual health the most, our relationship with Him and how we're developing in that area. But God designed us. He knit us together in our mother's wombs. If we didn't need bodies, He wouldn't give them to us. If we didn't need thoughts and wills and emotions, He wouldn't give it to us. If we didn't need to be interdependent and have social relationships, He wouldn't have set it up that way. This is all God's design. So it is important to prioritize it. So I love how the King James 2000 says it. It says, "Above all things, that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." Again, making health a top priority. The New King James Version says, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things." Prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers." So in the New King James Version, the emphasis is on prosperity. This notion that there's nothing missing, that there's nothing broken, that there's more than enough to share. Above all things, I hope that you your health, every aspect of your health is so tip-top that it's above and over the top and you have more than enough to share. So those are just two biblical examples of one biblical example in two different translations of why health is important is at the top of the list. And really for Christians, health should be a means to an end. It shouldn't be the goal. So you know how, you know the society we live in, all about being fit, being slim, you know, having, you know, a certain kind of physique, things like that. That shouldn't be our end. That shouldn't be our goal. I mean, if we are in shape and we're looking great, great. That's wonderful. But it shouldn't be the purpose of us being in mental, spiritual, physical, social, financial, environmental health. We should really be making health our tip-top priority because we want to be in our best shape to serve others and to help other people, to live out our purpose in life. All of us have the same purpose, which is really to help each other in some sort, certain and specific ways. So we have to be in shape to do that. So that's one of the priorities that should be for Christians. Also, really, our health is a reflection of our personal choices. Now, I want to just be really clear and careful here. You know, there are biblical examples of people who have health conditions, and Jesus stopped to teach and talk about just because somebody's in a situation doesn't necessarily mean they did something wrong, their parents sinned, or some sort of sin going on or situation. You know, we live in a fallen world, and things are imperfect. So even when we have health challenges, I know I have had many health challenges, some very serious health challenges. It doesn't mean that we're like falling short in some spiritual area, and it doesn't mean that people who are healthy have everything together. But in a real fundamental way, on a physical level, the personal choices that we make, some of our behaviors and our obedience to biblical principles, the more we line up with those, the better chance we have to be in better health, mentally, emotionally, financially, physically, in every way. And we are also in better shape to prevent or fight disease if a condition does come up. So that's really important too as far as health goes. And in Exodus chapter 15 verse 26, the Lord gives himself his own name, which is I'm the God who heals you. That's God's name. That's what God calls himself. I'm the God who heals you. So even if we do fall short, we do need healing, we're falling short, our God is more than able to make us whole in any and every area of our lives. The condition on that particular passage is about being obedient and adhering to the laws and the guidelines that God has set forth. It really is for us in the grace season about having that relationship with God and being able to call on him in that way. Certainly he's gracious and he heals all people all the time in all states of relationship with him. But one of the ways to stay, or reasons to stay physically or spiritually healthy, is to stay plugged into the one who heals us. So those are some of the reasons to keep health at our top priority. So there is a website, also there's a link to this in the show description page. It's called faithandhealthconnection.org, faithandhealthconnection.org. It's a great website. It has great resources on it. And it talks about the connection between the soul, the body, and the spirit that is described in 3 John 2. And that link that I have has a visual to it, and so I just want to describe it. It has concentric circles. So in the center circle is spirit, and then on the outside, in the middle circle is soul, and then on the outside circle is body. So in this visual, when you talk about physical health or body health, we're talking about the brain, the actual physical brain, our nerves, our cells, our senses, things that are physical to us, our body being in tip-top operation. Then in the middle section, we talk about the soul. And I was taught that the soul is mind, will, and emotions, very simply. Soul is mind, will, and emotions. So you think about things like temperament and personality. We talk about this on this show, about how God has given us each a temperament to go with our package, our spiritual gifts and our passions, etc. And that temperament, which is sort of innate and natural to us, and our personality, which is what we show others, are part of the way that we interact with our environment. So our soul would also include our conscious mind, the way that we think, the way that we reason, and it also includes the subconscious mind, which are some thoughts and emotions that we have that we may be a little bit less aware of, our memories that we don't necessarily call up every day, but that are in the back of our mind, how we feel and what we believe. That's our subconscious mind, and our attitudes as well. And then what our will is. So our personal choices. All of that is enveloped in the soul realm of health. And we want all those to be healthy, right? I mean, we want what we believe and our attitudes to be lined up with the Word of God. We want them to be positive. We want them to be an asset to our community. We don't want our emotions to be all out of balance and all over the place. You know, we want to be highly functional, etc. So this is a significant and a valid area of health to talk about, the soul realm. And then on the inside circle is the spirit realm, and it's represented by having meaning in our lives. And a sense of purpose, which is what this show is all about. It talks about love, the concept of love, and also I would add relationships, or they add relationships to that, but I would kind of put the relationships also in the soul realm as well. So all of those, that think about the spirit realm being essence, if you will, the essential things, what's really important. If you are have a psychology background, if you remember Maslow's hierarchy of needs, the spirit stuff would be way at the top, and the body stuff would be way at the bottom, and then the soul things would be things in the middle. So that, again, is from Faith and Health Connection. I think that's a beautiful conceptualization related to 3 John 2, and it's a great website, so check it out when you get a chance. So I think that that framework is a great start, but there's more detail even when we talk about the 7 domains. The 7 domains, again, they come from the World Health Organization, I think has 8, but the University of Utah, specifically for women's health, has framed 7 domains. And so they have a little bit more detail, and I would like to talk about all 7 of those domains. So I'll just list them today, and then in future shows we'll take each of these one by one. So the 7 domains from the University of Utah, the first is physical health. So that's about body wellness, right? That would include stuff about our nutrition, exercise, hydration, getting enough rest, being disease-free, and things like that. So that's physical health. Second realm is social. So that would include our family, our friendships, cultural relationships, community, and that would also include church, our church relationships in the social realm. The third realm is emotional. And in this framework, emotions and mental health are together. So that would include our mental well-being, being psychologically strong, and our feelings as well, and emotional health. The next realm is intellectual health. And so that's where our creativity is, our knowledge, our information, education, and that would also include health literacy, what we know about our health and how to apply it for optimal health. That's intellectual health. Environmental health would include basic things like clean air and water. From a public health perspective, we start talking about environment. That's the reason why public health exists. Safe living conditions, relatively free from, you know, violence and unintentional injury and things like that. Access to healthy food, not living in a food desert. Being able to go to the grocery store and get fresh produce or to grow it in an environment at your house. I would also add things like noise pollution, just general pollution like smog and stuff. All that stuff is environmental, and it matters in terms of our health. So that is domain number 5. Number 6 would be financial health. So that would include all levels of financial security. So that would include employment, basic provision, set aside for the future. I would also include financial literacy in that. Knowing about money and how to handle money would also be one aspect of financial health. And then the 7th domain would be the spirit. At the University of Utah, which is not a Christian environment specifically, it talks about spirituality in general, and its definition is connection to a supreme being and nature. So being a Christ follower, being a Christian, I would describe it, our spiritual health, as strength in Christ. And so certainly to different people at different times in our spiritual development, that means different things, but it's Christ-centered. And nature for me is more environmental and also emotional. I think one aspect of your emotional health is being able to to access nature in ways that you like me, sitting outside when it's nice and warm because I love it, and enjoying the weather. Something simple like that is good for my emotional health, and my physical health as well. So those are the 7 domains of health, and I want to take each one by one. And in my series, I plan to do 3 things in each show. One is I want you to tell you what to know, right? So give you information on each aspect, including some biblical focus. I want to show you how to grow. So know and grow. And so growth are action steps, right? Those are tips on what to do with the information that's presented. And then the last aspect is show. So know, grow, and show. And show would be sharing with others by posting successes in each area, sharing those on Twitter. And I'm going to get the Facebook page up in shape so that we can do some posting there as well. So I hope you're looking forward to the health series. I know that in the summer, the last thing people want to think about is anything deep and heavy. We want everything light and easy, but I assure you it's going to be pleasant, going to be positive, going to be an asset to you. You can always pull it out in the archives towards the beginning of the year if you're thinking about it for a New Year's resolution. And definitely share the shows with people who you know who are always and consistently working on health, because we have to be working on it at all times. So that is our show for today. This is the beginning of our health series, and be sure to join us here on Thursdays at 10 a.m. Eastern on the CWA Radio Network. And until next time,